In this holiest of seasons, we look back and remember. We think of the world waiting for hundreds of years while God was silent. We think of that silence being ended not by the cry of a prophet, the proclamation of a high priest, or the writings of a scribe. It is the simple statement of an angel to a young Jewish maiden, "You are highly favored. You will have a son. You are to call him Jesus." The scene changes. We're transported to the hills near Bethlehem, and once again, an angel appears. "Don't be afraid," he says to the shepherds. "I bring good news to you and to all people. Today in David's city, a Savior has been born. He is the Messiah, Christ the Lord." These men have heard thunder roll across the hills before. They've seen lightning streak through the darkness and turn midnight into day. But nothing, nothing they've ever witnessed has prepared them for what happens next. Now the sky explodes with light and movement and sound. The shepherds, who have been terrified by one angel, behold a heavenly host, and all of them are giving praise to the Almighty. "Glory to God in the highest," they shout. The phrase is magnified 1,000 times over. Now a beautiful echo joins the chorus, "And on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests."
Praise, who came to the world to save. Father's love. The hope that brings joy to the world is Jesus. Oh, come and adore. He is the reason we have a song to sing. Angels from the realms of glory, bring your flight o'er all the earth. He who sang three nations soaring, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Come and worship. Come and worship. Worship Christ the newborn King. The newborn King.
We have a song to sing because God has sent a Savior to the world. This glorious news caused angels to fill the skies with praise and sent shepherds searching through the night to find him. It's a proclamation that calls us, every believing heart, to come and witness the miracle of Emmanuel, God with us.
Joy has come to the world. Peace on earth tonight. Come, all ye faithful, come and behold and worship the Christ. Hope is filling our hearts. The promise is alive. We who have waited are waiting no more to worship the Christ.
The angel told the shepherds they would find a Savior if they just looked for him. And that's what happened. They discovered him lying in a manger. The thought of that scene still brings us hope and peace after all these years. Though the shepherds were the first to worship Jesus that night in the stable, his birth did not go unnoticed by everyone else. In a distant land, wealthy, educated men saw the star that announced his coming and recognized the sign. Something incredible had taken place. It became their mission to find him, to offer him treasure, and to worship at his feet.
One king held the purest gold, one
The announcement of his birth had turned Mary's world upside down. Waiting for his arrival had been marked by danger and uncertainty. The journey to Bethlehem had been long and difficult, and it all ended with an urgent search for some kind of place where a young, expectant mother could deliver her firstborn. To us, the story is filled with joy and wonder. We can only guess at the confusion and apprehension Mary experienced. Yet, welcoming the child she knew was a miracle must have stirred in Mary's heart the same overwhelming love, the same hopes and dreams for her son that new mothers have always felt.
Thank you.
Mary knew the prophecies the prophets of old had made about the coming of the one who would be the salvation of Israel. She remembered the angel's words to her. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. In the stable that night, she saw men bow at his feet in worship. But the reality is that Mary didn't know all that we know. She didn't know the wonders he would perform, the people he would touch and heal and deliver, the way he would care for the poor and the outcast, the stories he would tell, the truth he would teach, or the sacrifice he would one day make. She held Jesus and she loved him, but there was so much about him that was beyond her comprehension.
Did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you hear? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will lead, the dumb will speak, the praises of the
For those of us who follow the Savior who was born that holy night, our greatest joy and our highest calling is to come to know Him better, to trust Him more, to be more like Him. Today we know the story that took Him to a cross, the story that left an empty tomb. He is our King and our Lord, and we worship Him.
He became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become His righteousness. He humbled Himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing, love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all names.
You are invited today to come and meet the Messiah. Come into the manger and see him, God in the flesh. Hear the angels proclaim his birth. Watch the shepherds and the wise men worship him. Come and believe that he is the hope of the world. Discover the joy of Christmas, the joy that Jesus brings.
This gift of God will cherish well, that every joy our heart shall fill. How great our joy! Joy, joy, joy! Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let every heart prepare him room. How great our joy! Joy, joy. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high. Praise we the Lord in heaven on high.
wonderful Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. King of Kings, forever and ever, and Lord.